Welcome to the Middletown United Methodist Church podcast, the perfect way to catch up on previous Sunday sermons.
Come, Holy Spirit, come, you who dwell within each of us. Open our hearts and minds today that in this time of worship we might experience you, that we might hear from you the very message that we need to hear today. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Amen. We have invested the last 3 weeks laying out our ministry 2021 plan. We named some specific goals and some specific actions to reach those goals. And while we're focused on achieving those goals, we must also not forget the bigger picture of the church. Alvin Toffler said, "You've got to think about big things while you're doing small things so that all the small things go in the right direction." So for the next 4 weeks, we're going to look at Jesus' gift to the church, a gift that enables us to do the whole ministry of the church while at the same time being able to focus on the small parts of the church. We find Jesus' gift described in this passage of Ephesians that I just read for you this morning. This passage begins with Paul's instructions on how we ought to live out our calling as a follower of Christ. We are to live out our calling with humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. And these instructions for Paul are as important today as they were when Paul wrote them 2,000 years ago. This new expression of faith, the way, was not tolerated as well as the Jews were. These early Christians existed in a hostile environment in which they were severely persecuted. And Paul's instructions for them to reach this hostile world was that they had to do it with humility, gentleness, patience, love, and peace. We live in a world today where the church is on the margins, and we have this image problem in the world. The reputation of the church is badly damaged, and among the world of non-Christians and even some Christians, the church's reputation at best is seen as irrelevant, and at worst is seen as dangerous. And in the face of this current environment in which we live, Paul's instructions are not only valid for us today, but they are necessary for us today. Our ministry to the world must be done with humility, gentleness, patience, peace, and love. Paul says that each of us has been given a gift, a gift according to the measure of Christ's gift. The gift He gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. I recently came across a phrase that I'd never heard before. It was called soft eyes. Now that has nothing to do with the kind of makeup you wear. But soft eyes means that you look at something with an open mind. It means that you can enter into a situation without having any preconceived notions. The best police detectives are those who have soft eyes. They're able to look at a crime scene without having made up their mind what happened. They don't get tunnel vision when following up leads. But in contrast, having hard eyes means you can't see the forest for the trees. As we look at Jesus' gift to the church, I need you to have soft eyes. Because as I read this passage, many of you probably said immediately, but I'm no apostle. I'm not a prophet. I can't be an evangelist. I'm not a pastor. I can't teach. Well, that's having hard eyes. Soft eyes means that you look at this gift of Jesus and you're open to learning about it before making final judgments about these gifts that Jesus has given the church and what those gifts mean to you. Christians, we all need soft eyes. If we are going to negotiate the increasing complexities of our world, the world in which we are responsible, our human craving for easy answers, ready-made formulas, quick fixes, stability and order have made our eyes hard, and we have predisposed us to looking for simple answers and just simply repeating what we know how to do. But as a result, we have been blinded to the possibilities of what God can do and what God has built into us and into the church. Soft eyes are therefore necessary to see beyond what has become over-familiar to us and see the church and see our ministry with new eyes. The gift that Jesus gave the church is that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. These five functions of the church is a system in which these functions work together so that the church may fully and completely do the ministry to its maximum capacity. These five functions, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, they're all part of one system. As we think about our bodies, our body is made up of a group of different systems. Our nervous system, digestive system, reproductive system, immune, cardiovascular, just to name a few. And if our bodies are to function at full capacity, all of these systems need to be functioning at full capacity. If any one of these systems is compromised, then we are unhealthy. And when we are not healthy, we are not functioning at full capacity. Well, the church is healthy when all five of these functions are operating. And if the church does one or two of these and does one or two of them well, that's great, but they're still not healthy. Even if the church does four out of the five, they're still not completely healthy. They may be more healthy than if they only were doing one or two, but they're still not completely healthy. They'll probably be doing some great ministry if they're doing four out of the five. But if you want to do the full ministry to which Christ has called us, all five of those functions must be operating. Now, I want to turn my attention to the first of those five, the apostle. And I'm not going to address all five of them today. That's what this sermon series is about. But I want to look at the first one today. That some would be apostles. And here's where I need you to have soft eyes. See, one's first reaction on hearing that is, well, I'm not an apostle. I can't be an apostle. I'm not like Peter or James or John. Well, we first need to understand what the word apostle means and who an apostle is. We have limited our understanding of that word apostle to the 12 apostles plus Paul. But the word apostle literally means one who is sent. An apostle is an envoy or an ambassador who is sent and empowered to represent a ruler or a king. It's a secular term. Jesus would have been the quintessential apostle, one sent by the Father. And then in John 20:21, Jesus tells the disciples, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And then He empowered them with the Holy Spirit and sent them into the world. Now the context in which Jesus gave this message to them is important. You see, Jesus' words to the disciples occurred on the day of the resurrection, late in the evening that day. It's important what He didn't say. He didn't say, "Now you all just stay here together, you all talk about me and sing songs about me and pray to me." No, he said, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you. Friends, we have, as the church, as Christians, we've always been me. It has always been meant for us to be sent into the world. But for too many places and too many times, we have become a gathering people rather than a sent people. Some of you might be saying, well, Jesus said some would be apostles, and with the emphasis on some, so that leaves me out. Well, not so fast, as Coach Corsall would say. Keep reading, because the very next verse says, to equip the saints for the work of ministry. Some were given the gift to be an apostle, to equip the saints for the work of ministry. Those gifted to be apostles are to equip the rest of the church in doing apostolic ministry, in doing sent ministry. Hendrick Kramer said this, the church is, by its nature and call, in the first and last instance, an apostolic body. By apostolic body, we mean that the church is sent into the world with a specific mission. It has a message for the whole world that must be heralded. Without a genuine understanding of this fact, there can be no real understanding of the Christian church. Unless we understand the idea of an apostolic ministry, of a sent ministry, we can't even understand what it means to be a Christian church. So what do those who are apostles, gifted to be apostles, what do they look like? Well, in the power of the Holy Spirit, the apostolic person is filled with an innate sense of being able to see and understand the big purpose of the church, the big picture of the church. Not surprisingly, apostolic types tend to favor the entrepreneurial edges of the church and have a natural capacity for adventure. They tend to be less risk averse than those who fall under other forms of ministry. And then following this pioneering instinct, they are the ones most likely to engage at the edges of the church, to be innovative and to extend the faith into new territory. They provide the catalyst for an adaptive, pioneering, entrepreneurial leadership that is needed if the church is going to spark, mobilize, and sustain movement. Without the apostolic ministry, the church declines and dies. As the church, we are nothing if we are not sent. We are sent into the world to carry on the ministry of Christ, proclaiming the good news, ministering to the least of these, offering ministries of hope and peace, justice, mercy. And it must be beyond these walls. It is the entrepreneurial, pioneering spirit of the apostle that is needed to get us beyond these walls and into our community. Those who are called to be an apostle need to claim their calling to step forward and lead into innovative ministries, and then to equip the church for its apostolic ministry of how we might be sent into our community. For if we are not sent, then we are not the church. Who has been called? Who has been gifted to be an apostle? The church needs you today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to stay connected to Middletown UMC in other ways, you can visit our website, our Facebook page, or download our church app. If you would like to show support to the church and the ministries that help so many, You can use our online giving feature on the website or app. Have a blessed day.